Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good morning, everyone. Coach Check here for another Grateful Thursdays here on Deep. The gospel for today is coming from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 7 to 13. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you live, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Brothers and sisters, the good news of our salvation. The gospel today is about the mission that was given by Jesus Christ to His apostles. And dahil nakikinig ka ngayon, oo, ikaw nga. You share this mission as well, because we are His disciples. When we are baptized, we are called to continue this work ng mga apostles. Yes, maaring sasabihin mo that you are so preoccupied or so busy already by so many things in this life to have this mission. But let me remind you, kapatid, sa kung saan ka man busy ngayon sa buhay mo, you can still do your part in this mission. Because if we believe that Jesus is love, then we believers should be God's love. Let us start to be more like Jesus every day. Because you'll never know kung yung kasalubong mo, hinahanap niya pala si Jesus. The next point I want to share with you on this beautiful gospel is that they were sent by pairs. This pertains that you can never follow His will alone. You got to bring someone with you. Because as the saying goes, anyone will always know something you don't. Be humble, be grateful, and be empathetic to everyone or anything around. Each of us have our own battle. So instead of adding to someone's obstacle to overcome, well, let us be of help to overcome something, and together, let's help another one. And last but not the least, is when He told them not to bring anything except stuff, sandals, and a tunic. This pertains to the truth that we all realize in this pandemic, that everything that we need is actually given already. We just tend to disregard them because we are blinded and fooled by the world around us. But let me preach you this, mga kapatid. We are blessed more than we think we are. So instead of whining of the things that we don't have, why don't we be grateful and start sharing what we do have? Because that is our mission in this life, that we become Jesus more and more each day and create more Jesus all around us, all around the world. And my prayer for us today is that we realize that whatever we need is already available, that we share this mission not only to the people closest to us, but more especially to the people away from us or away from Jesus Christ. May we all be grateful and we all have a grateful Thursdays, mga kapatid. And always remember that gratitude is still and will always be the best attitude if you want to reach the highest altitude. God bless everyone.